It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where this afternoon the Ravens return for two of their last three games of the regular season today, hosting Mount Mercy University in the return game of Hard Play. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside, the PA guy, like he always does, announcing the starters to the crowd. Let me do that for you. First of all, for the Mustangs of Mount Mercy. They committed the ball game this afternoon at 7-19 on the season, 6-16 in the conference under eighth season head coach Aaron Jennings. They're going to be starting Ryan Bartley. Remember that name. We'll be talking about him a lot. He's a 6-foot-7-inch junior from Decatur, Illinois. Jackson Freed is a 6-foot-7-inch freshman from Bondurant, Iowa. 6-foot-6, Rusmir Hamchik is a junior from Sarajevo, Bosnia. You're going to have a 6-foot senior guard, Anthony Horton, from Marion, Indiana. And rounding out the starting five, it'll be Aiden Yamalowski. He is a 6-foot-4-inch freshman from Toddville, Iowa. For the Benedictine Ravens and 11th season head coach Ryan Moody, BC comes into the game today at 8-16, 7-14 in the conference, and it is senior day here in the Nolan, and that will be reflected with their starters this afternoon. First of all, for Benedictine, it'll be 6'2" senior Ahmad Lewis out of Kansas City, Missouri. 5'8" senior from Leavenworth, Kansas, out of Marhillmont Academy, Zach Schwinn. Bryson LaRue, a 6'2" sophomore from Lee Summit High School, Lee Summit, Missouri. Braden Belch, the 6'1" senior from Andover Central High School in Andover, Kansas. And rounding it out and starting at the 5 this afternoon, it'll be 6'8" junior Gino Corridori. Gino's out of Littleton, Colorado. Not only is it senior day, but it is Cancer Awareness Day, so the teams and pink warm-ups, the old pullover jerseys, and drawing attention to that. Benedict into the home whites with red and black. Mount Mercy. Kind of got that Michigan look with the navy with gold. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Talking about Ryan Bartley, he's in the middle of jumping off. You know what else Ryan Bartley is? He's a leading scorer in this conference, and this guy can go. I mean, he can put some points on the board. Leads the conference 21.6 points a game. Got a season high of 35 and a loss to Clark just a couple of weeks ago. And against Benedictine, 23 points in their first meeting. As the ball goes up the tip of the way, it is controlled down by Mount Mercy. Mustangs for the basketball, and we are underway. Happy to have you with us for men's college basketball this afternoon on Care Radio. NAIA, Heart of America Athletic Conference. Here's a long three from the left side. It's going to be up and well short. Rebound got off the floor. Benedictine, and it's going to be up the floor with Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad has it top of the key. Now backs away a little bit. Slides over to the right side toward the Mount Mercy bench. Gets it there to LaRue. Bryson brings it back up top. Ahmad knifes into the lane, backs away, gets it to Bryson straight away. It's a three, off the back, lip of the rim, rebound, batted around, and Mount Mercy's going to sweep it away. Here comes the Mustang offense. They'll take it all the way down to the block, spinning in, falling away. The shot is up and short, and Ahmad is going to rebound it down off the floor. Back up court with it will come Benedictine. So each team with a possession or two, no team with any kind of a point. And now here's Zach Schwinn, kicks it back out on top to Belk, to Zach, to Gino. Back to LaRue. Cross court to go. Shot clock at 10. Belt goes 3. It's going to be short. Mount Mercy's Roosmer Hamchick. Going to rebound it back down. And we're going to bring it back the other way. 18 and a half to go. Here's a 3 from the top. There's the first point of the game. And it's going to belong to Mount Mercy's Aiden Yamalowski. Aiden picking up his first point this afternoon. 3-0 with the first point today. Benedictine comes into the game today. They have lost 4 in a row, and they have just been heartbreaking losses. 3 of them by 2 points, or rather 2 of them by 2 points, 1 of them by 1. Here's a turnaround shot. Will not fall in for Ahmad Lewis, and back up with it will come Mount Mercy. That all said, though, the Ravens have been scoring some points, and that is kind of the way the two teams go about it. First of all, Mount Mercy, we talk about, they got the leading score in a conference, and that's all well and good, but you're also the defense that gives up the most points in the conference, the most three-pointers in the conference, the most overall points in the conference. Their defense has not helped them at all. So what games they have won by just outscoring the opponent, and not by just like outscoring, yeah, whoever gets the most wins, but outscoring them by just rolling up points and, you know, hoping that you can just keep it going. Here's another 3 for Mount Mercy. It doesn't go, and it's still 3-0 Mustangs. 17-11 to go in the first half. Schwinn goes across beneath the rim, brings it back out on top. And LaRue is going to get fouled as he steps inside. The foul is going to be on Mount Mercy's Roosmar Hamzik. It will be his first foul. First foul of the ball game by either team coming here. 17:02 to go. Shot clock goes back to 20, and Benedictine brings it in. Belt goes 3. That is way short. And the Ravens, over 3 minutes into the game, continue to look for their first point of the afternoon. 16:50 to go and running along. The ball up top side. It's going to be Bartley with it. Another drive down the side of the lane. And is that not a walk? Apparently it is not. And the bucket is going to be good for Hamzik. And it is 5-0 with 16 and a half to go here in the first half. Mount Mercy with a basketball, or with the lead. Ravens with a basketball, driving down the left side. The shot up off of the left hand and good. Ahmad Lewis with the bucket. And Benedictine is on the board. Here's a shot on the other end. No. Rebound offensive board. And another three from deep in the left side. This one's going to belong to Yamalowski. And there is his second three of the game. It is 8-2, Mount Mercy. Driving down the right side, no room. Out on top, Corridori's three is short. Benedictine a little bit cold coming out of the game. 1 of 6 shooting the ball, including 0 of 3 from outside. Here's a step into the lane. The dish back over to the left side. Cutting inside is going to be freed. Goes back left to Bartley, looking for his first point of the game, and there it is. Ryan Bartley hits a three. Quickly, 11-2, Mount Mercy. And we are just about 5 minutes into the game. Benedictine has not gone to the bench yet. They've got that starting group still out there. Here's Ahmad, goes in. Little reverse layup is going to be a bit soft, and the rebound hauled back down by Mount Mercy. The feed to the left side of the lane, and a quick layup up and good by Bartley, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. We're taking a break with Coach Moody. Exactly 15 minutes to go in the opening half. It's Mustangs 13, Ravens 2.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here we are in the Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens find themselves trailing at 13-2, 5 minutes into the game. See what kind of adjustments that they are going to make coming out of this timeout. We already mentioned Ryan Bartley, leading scorer in the conference, and how he scores it up. But the Ravens, they've been putting points up. They made 8 or more three-pointers in 7 straight games. 17 before that, they only did 8 or more 4 times. So their offense has improved. They're getting more points on the board. And the Mustangs giving up 48.4% from the field, giving up 38.1% from above the arc. Both of those are last in the conference. They're also giving up 83.4 points a game. Driving in, LaRue for a pair. Bryson LaRue. It is 13-4. Benedictine with a couple of substitutions, and on the floor for the Ravens now, here's a quick three, up, won't go. You're going to get Vince Duca, Braden Belt, Bryson LaRue, Jack Vander Hoodie, and Ahmad Lewis. Driving in, Belt, run shot, no rebound. No, before the rebound, they're going to call a foul on the Mustangs. Our officials coming over to the scorers table, and it's going to be on Pearson. So Cameron Pearson, who has only just gotten into the ball game, is going to be called for that foul. Pearson is a 6'8" sophomore from Sioux City, Iowa. And Ravens, after the first free throw, is up and no good. Or rather, is up and is good for Braden Bell. Second one, he'll rattle them both, so makes it 13-6. Ahmad's coming out of the game, and Belt's coming out of the game in for Benedictine. We're going to get Ezra Vigafa and Anthony Hall. 14-11 to go in the opening half. 13-6. Mount Mercy in front. Brian Bartley with the basketball. Goes left side, fades away, puts it up short. Rebound pulled down by LaRue. Bryson quickly up the floor and taking it down the right side. Swings it over to the left. Little one-handed push pass over to Ezra. Back off it to the free throw line. Back it'll go. LaRue launching the three and drains it. LaRue, that's a pretty shot. And Bryson has five already this afternoon. It is 13-9. Ravens right back in this thing with 13 and a half to go in the first half. Baseline three, launched and missed, and rebound tipped out. Vander Booty coming down with the basketball. Here come BC. Up the left side is going to be to LaRue. Bryson into the lane, has the ball stripped out of his hands, and having reached in, a foul committed by Mount Mercy. Looks like it might be on Horton. And as soon as I say that, it is not. It's going to be another one on Pearson. So quickly, Cameron Pearson, who has only been in the game just a short time, he's got a couple of fouls. Mount Mercy is going to take Panky, who is in so short a time that we never got to even say his name, right back out of the game, and the Ravens will bring it into the baseline. It's 13-9, Mount Mercy. Skip pass underneath. Ben Stuka up and in. So Bensway was his first two, and the Ravens are back within a pair. It is 13-11, and BC's on a 9-0 run right now. Down the left side, the shot up high off the window and good. Hamzik. Hamzik will knock down his fourth points of the afternoon, making it 15-11. Ravens on that 9-0 run, got themselves right back in this game. Out of top, Ezra goes right side. Here's a three online, but won't fall for Anthony Hall. Rebound, Mount Mercy, Bartley up court, dumps it over to the right side, back out of top to Bartley, kicks it over to Yamalowski, dumped up it down to the baseline left to Freed, who goes in, shot blocked, and they'll have a foul call down to the baseline, and it is on Benedictine's Anthony Hall. So Anthony picking up his first foul this afternoon. It'll be BC, team foul one, coming to 12:22 to go in the opening half, and it is going to put Jackson Freed at the free throw line. His first shot is up and good. Freed is a 65% free throw shooter. Second one, he will get them both. So 17-11. Freed was right back down a half dozen. They cut that thing to two just moments ago. Benedictine way up top side. Against this defense, they feel like they can score. Ezra skips it over. Vander Woody's three. Wow, he can shoot. My goodness. Jack hitting his first three of the afternoon. 17-14. We go inside 12 to play in the half. Here's another three for Bartley. Rattles it home. Benedictine likes their defense. We talk about it all the time. Every game, it's demands to be discussed. But for a team like Mount Mercy, where points, scoring points is what they want to do and like to do, you can't hold them to 60, 65 like you'd like to. Here's a shot for the Ravens, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Homsic. So, Benedictine and conversely is going to have to put some points of their own on the board as Mount Mercy is going to turn it back over. Ravens coming into the game, and, you know, they can score. They like to score, but they're going to have to put up more than their normal numbers here today. 11-11 to go in the opening half. Here's a little turnaround hook shot in the lane. It's going to be up and good for Corridori, his first point. And I guess the point of all that is they're going to have to score more, but they will be able to score more against the Forest, let's be candid, Forest defense in the conference here with Mount Mercy. They give up over 80. Ravens would love to get to 80. Here's a long three. It will be short and rebounded down by Jack. Benedictine bringing it up the court. Left side, Ezra. Jack with it on top. Goes to the baseline. Hook pass comes back out on top. Felt with it. Back over to Jack on the right side. 10.5 to go. Approaching the midpoint of the opening half. Three-point shot. Vander Woody's off of left side just a little bit. Clearing the board down, it's going to be Yamalkowski. 20-16 Mustangs. Another long three, short, and the long rebound pulled back down by Mount Mercy. And you got to get a ton of shots, a lot of threes, and even if you hit a respectable number, that means they're going to be more than that missed and provide scoring opportunities going the other way. Here's a three-point shot as the shot clock's about to elapse. It is going to miss and go out of bounds, and Bennett is going to be putting it in play. And since we're inside 10, it is our media break. Joseph, we're taking a timeout. Break in the action coming at 9:56 to go in the opening half of the guys' game. It is Mount Mercy 20, Benedictine 60.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
But here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, we're at 9:56 to go here in the first half of the guys' game, 20-16, Mustangs in front. Man, they jumped out to a big lead early. Benedictine battled back, and right now the Ravens are within four, 20-16. Looking around the conference this afternoon, we mentioned there, Mount Mercy and Benedictine and Missouri Valley at Clark are the only 2 o'clock games in the conference. The rest of them are the ladies' games at 2 and the guys' games still coming up at 4, so we're a ways away from those. Matter of fact, we don't even have the Missouri Valley Clark score up yet, as they may not even be the other way up at the Kiel Center in Dubuque. For the Ravens, on the floor, you've got Braden Bell, Gino Corridori, Jack Vanderwoody, Ezra Vigalpa, and putting it in play. That's going to be Anthony Hall. Ravens into the forecourt, taking it down in front of the scorer's table, getting it out to Gino, who's above the top of the key, kind of between the circles, goes to Belt, drives down the right side of the lane, spins back out on top, little head fake. The pass in the middle for Gino is going to be thrown away, and Hall will turn it over. Here comes Mount Mercy. 9.5 to go in the first half. Mount Mercy with the basketball. Anthony Horton, Jr. kicks it over to Bartley. He will spin in and through two defenders, launches a shot that doesn't go in. They're going to call a foul on Braden Bell. Wasn't sure just which way that foul was going to go, but it'll be Braden's first and Benedictine's second foul. Not a lot of fouls getting called here today, and this free throw dances around on the rim and then falls away. No good. Ryan Bartley will look for maybe the second one. He's already got 8 points in the game, a couple of threes and a two. That one's in. So it is 21-16, and we've got 9:20 to play first half. Ravens in those home whites into the forecourt, going from left to right across your dial, deep in the left corner, falling away. Ezra's shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound, crosses over underneath, gets it to Hall, back out on top. Now they'll go Gino. Head fake and shot, and up and good. Gino Corridori. 21-18. Benedictine back to within three. You know that little head fake, pretty good by Gino, wearing that number 34. A lot of guys wearing that 34, knew that head fake. Here's a little falling away shot that's good by Anthony Horton. And Tony will have his first point today. It's 23-18. Can we extrapolate a little bit? Probably about where you would expect the scoring for this game to be right now. The feed to Corridori. He's been in the lane for a long time and then stumbles backward. I thought maybe it was going to be a travel, but instead the defender behind him is going to be called for a foul, and that whistle is going to be on Horton. So Anthony Horton Jr. picking up the personal foul. Oh, thanks much, man. So Horton picking up the personal foul. It'll not be a shooting foul. It'll be team foul 4, and Benedict will be putting it in play at the baseline. Looking in, skip past the belt. He comes way out on top. Lay Parker's in the game. Back in is also going to be Bryson LaRue. Also back in the game for Benedictine is Ahmad Lewis. Here's Gino. Goes right side. LaRue, three. Yeah! Bryson LaRue's second three today. It's 23-21 as we're 8 minutes left in the first half. After a big surge early, Benedictine has gotten their game legs beneath them and held Mount Mercy down, gotten this thing back to a two-point game. Mount Mercy came out of the blocks hot. Ravens have been able to withstand that. Here's a shot by Bartley for three. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Parker, BC, up court. And I'm not sure. That was an inadvertent horn. 7.5 to go in the first half. Corridori down to the baseline left. Comes out on top. Ahmad back over to the right side. Belt, bit of a head fake. Drives down to the side of the lane. His pass out on top is going to be stolen by Bartley. He's coming up the court. One on two. He's going to take this thing all the way to the rack. Shot blocked by Parker. Rejected to the delight of the Raven crowd. You can hear me in the background at BC back up the floor. Down with it is going to be Belt. Stumps on the left side of the lane. Goes to Ahmad. Lewis drives in. Goes up. Missed the uncontested layup. And back up court with it. Here comes Mount Mercy. The three? No. The rebound. Parker tips it out, but Mustangs are going to be able to recover it. And we've got 6:45 to go in the half. Mount Mercy is going to bring Landon Sullivan in at the next dead ball opportunity as he's reported into the scorer's table. Here's a drive around to the left side. Work to the baseline. Nothing there. Now about 12-footer falling away as the shot clock is elapsing. Is no good. Here come the Ravens. Belt out on top. LaRue from eight. Yes. LaRue's really found his stride with this team. He's already at 10 today. And we are tied at 23. Starting over with 6:10 to play. For Benedictine. Great defense and better offense has been able to have them overcome that early 13-2 deficit. Here's a falling away shot from the outside. No good. And Ahmad coming up with a rebound. BC up the floor. Ahmad, one on three, says, no, that's no good. Kicks it over to Belt, to Corridori on top. 5:40 left in the first half. Skip pass to Gino. Goes in, goes up, cans it. Ravens go in front. Gino Corridori hits the shot from the lane, and a timeout's going to be taken by Mount Mercy. Benedictine trailing early in the ballgame by 11. Takes the lead, and we get a timeout. 5:32 to play in the opening half. Benedictine 25, Mount Mercy 23.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benedictine has outscored Mount Mercy 23-10. Since that biggest deficit of the ball game, and the Ravens are now on a 7-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes and have hit 4 of the last 5 shots. They are a team on with a little momentum right now. Here's Barkley with it from 14, falling away and scoring. Ryan Bartley ties the game at 25. And we've got 5 minutes to go in the first half. Ahmad Lewis to Belch. He'll play off a little screen. Belt goes right side, kicks it to Corridori. His shot blocked. Gino gets it back. Cross-court pass had no zip on it, and the defender able to easily track it down, pull it away, and come up with a steal. Up court with the basketball, Mount Mercy. Jackson Freed on the left side. Out on top to Bartley. Kicks it in the middle out of Cameron Pearson. Pearson over to Riley Pankey. Hanke has it right side, steps inside of Gino. That's not a real typical matchup. Here's an uncontested baseline three that's short. Corridori in the right spot at the right time to come up with that rebound, and Benedictine up the floor, still tied to 25, and at 4:15 to play in the first half. Little right-hand dribble brought out by Bryson. LaRue looks into the middle, spins it over to the left to Bell. On the floor a couple of times, skips it down to the block, turning, shooting. The shot missed by Corridori. Gino's got some kind of ridiculous bandage business on that left hand and thumb down there. Not sure just what has happened to him, and he's got that going on. And the shot is up, missing. Rebound, Raven. Benedictine back up court. Left side, a running three. Won't go. Rebound, BC. Belt back over left. Ahmad for three. Won't go. Rebound underneath. Gino for two. Will go. Corridori has eight. And it's 27-25. Benedictine again. Up a pair with 3:25 to go in the opening half. Mount Mercy goes to Jakari Bradley. Back over to Bartley. He'll go long range. Throw in another one. Okay, let's be real. Ryan Bartley, he comes in highly touted. It's right. It's true. He's that good. 3 minutes to go in the half. It's 28-27. Ravens trailing by one. Quickly to the left side, but it is going to be LaRue, and he will drive in, put it up, and good. Bryson LaRue. He's having a great start. A dozen already for LaRue. And the Ravens back up by one at 29-28. 2.5 to go in a quickly moving first half of men's college basketball. 13-footer from the left edge. Good. And Bartley with two more. So Bartley's what? I think I've got him like at 16 maybe. And it is 30-29 Mount Mercy. 2:20 to go. The shot up and good by Ahmad Lewis. And they're going to give him the plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Cameron Pearson. So as Pearson picks up the foul, I believe that is going to be, is that three on him? And the Ravens coming to the free throw line. A three-point opportunity for Ahmad. The shot is right there. Ahmad Lewis with five. 32-30. Again, Benedictine up a pair. 2:18 to go. Up four with it, Mount Mercy. Bartley goes left side, drives across, pulls up from the left side of the lane, hits two more. We're even at 32. So if you're a teammate of Brian Bartley, do you just like decide, I don't even need to score, don't want to score? Does it take you out of the offensive frame of mind knowing that this guy's going to get 35 a night? Here's a shot up, no good. I'm trying to remember to ask Coach Moody what he thinks about that. Minute 45 to go. 32-32. Back up with it comes Mount Mercy. Here's Bartley from inside the circle. That one doesn't go in. An infrequent miss as Bartley was 6 of 10 shooting the ball from the floor, including 3 of 5 from three-point range. Out on top, the feed underneath, twisting and turning. Bense Duca, give him the 2 plus 1. Duca hits the bucket. And here's the deal. You reach in and you think, well, I'm going to deflect the guy and he's not going to be able to hit the shot. Duca is so big and so strong. I think even if you look at him out of the floor until you're standing up next to him, I think you don't even realize how big and just powerfully built he is. Hard to stop him from scoring that bucket. He's at the free throw line, puts that shot in. And Ravens now take a 35-32 lead with a minute 20 to go in the first half. Little hook pass into the lane. Twisting in is going to be Hamzik. Shot up, no. Follow shot, yes. Rusmir Hamzik has six, and it's 35-34, and we're at 1 minute left in the first half. Out on top is Zach. Schwinn back at the ball game. Over to the left side, it's going to be Vicapa. Ezra lumps out on top. Here's Schwinn left side, skips it down to Bense. Going Here's Hall for three. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Bartley. Mount Mercy up the floor. 40 seconds to go in the half. 25 on the shot clock. Yamalowski. Yamalkowski will go right side to pass underneath. Batted, but going to be saved by Mount Mercy. Here's Bartley with it. Expect him to take the shot. It's going to be batted out of his hands. What a great defensive play by Anthony Hall. Here comes Benedictson. Schwinn into the fourth quarter. The Ravens with the shot clock off, looking for the final shot of the half. BC is going to go into the locker room with a lead. 10 seconds left. Benedictson up one. Right side is Ezra. Into the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Can't hit it. 3 seconds. Two. The half-court shot blocked by Vanderwood, and that will take us to halftime. What a first half of basketball. We saw big runs by both teams, and we've seen a close first half. We'll be back to summarize it. Team Tenner for the locker rooms. Benedictson 35. Tom Mercy 34.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictson with a lead, 35-34, taking it to the locker room. And let's recap that opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Mount Mercy, we talked about it in the pregame. We've talked about it all day. We're going to talk about it through the second half. It's Ryan Bartley show, okay, for Mount Mercy. Of their 34 points, he's got 18. And he was phenomenal. 7 of 12 shooting the basketball, 3 of 5 from outside. Couple of rebounds in, oh, let's say 20 minutes, because you cannot have him not on the floor. Ryan Bartley, 18. Following him, it was Rusmir Hamzik with 6 and Aiden Yamalkowski with 6. And then Jackson Freed and Anthony Horton, 2 apiece. For Benedictine, a half a dozen guys in the scoring column, paced by Bryson LaRue with a dozen. Gino Corridori knocked in 8 first half points, 5 apiece for both Ahmad Lewis and Vince Duca. It was a 3-point half for Jack Vanderwood and Braden Belt, hitting a couple of free throws in the first half to get his 2 points. Quick look at some of the statistics and the comparison between those. Both these teams are playing, you know, the 1-point game. Expect the numbers to be pretty even, and that's what you're going to get. Benedictine 14 to 33. Mount Mercy 13 of 32, so they're shooting 42 and 41% respectively. From 3-point range, Mount Mercy with a bit of a lead. They are 5 of 16. Benedictine is 3 of 15. At the free throw line, the Ravens are 4 of 4, and Mount Mercy is 3 out of 4. Both teams shooting really well. Their turnovers almost non-existent. 3 for Benedictine. Mount Mercy with 2 turnovers in the entire first half. The Ravens have a rebounding edge of 20 to 18. And again, the numbers are just kind of what you think you're going to see, what you would have expected to have seen in the first half. For BC, the points in the paint, 22 to 14, is that, you know, and we talked about it again in the pregame, the Mount Mercy loves the 3-point shot. We're going to see them continue to put them up and again. Both teams have shot a lot from the outside, 15 for the Ravens, 16. 3-point shots for Mount Mercy in the first half. Lady Ravens, an impressive win in game 1 today. Benedict and Smith, seeing if they can't complete the Ravens sweep. And we'll be back to see just how that comes together as we're taking a break, and we'll be back to bring you the second half of the men's game live. But right now with that halftime score right here in the Nola Gym, Benedictine 35, Mount Mercy 34. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for a sunny Saturday afternoon halftime.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr. I'd like to tell you about the upcoming sports schedule now. We've got basketball and some more basketball with a little bit more basketball. Join us Tuesday for JCN at ACCHS. 6 p.m. is the scheduled time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Wednesday, we'll have BC basketball again live from the Nolan as the Ravens play host to Graceland. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball, as we'll have ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge. Join us at around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court around 8. Then Saturday brings us to the final BC regularly scheduled game of the season. We'll have the women's game at 2 p.m. as they will be at Graceland, and the men's game at 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look at women's basketball scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have a couple of finals to report. The Clark team beat Missouri Valley with a final score of Clark Pride 92, Missouri Valley Vikings 77. Benedictine ladies beat Mount Mercy 67-60 in the game that you heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7. At the half, Park is leading Central Methodist 41-35. Peru State has got William Penn by 46-28. It is Culver Stockton leading at 1 point, with the Culver Stockton ladies at 36, Baker ladies at 35. And at the halftime in the Mid-America Graceland game, it's Mid-America Nazarene ladies 37, Graceland 23. Taking a look at men's basketball, we only have two games in play right now. With about 6 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first, it is Missouri Valley at 22 points to Clark's 17. And in this game, at the half, we've got the Ravens in front by 1 point, Benedictine 35, Mount Mercy 34. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the current conditions.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Well, it promises to be windy, but relatively seasonable on the chill. We're currently at 31 degrees right now here in Atchison. It feels like 22 out there with the winds out of the north. West at 12 miles per hour. Relative humidity 45%. The dew point 13 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 30.32 inches of mercury. This evening we should have a high of about 28 degrees. And then overnight our low should be about 25 or so. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Thank you.
equipment here at the Roland Gymnasium, where it's halftime in the men's game. Benedictine hanging on to a one-point lead. It's 35-34 Ravens in front of Mount Mercy. Welcome back, everybody. And thanks to our man, Joseph. He's our production and engineering expert, running things back at the Care Sports Studio. Took care of us at halftime. Joseph, thank you very much. The game we've got here today is so interesting in so many ways. You got a couple of teams that are out here just battling, okay, playing hard as they can. A couple of different ways of going about things. For Mount Mercy, you got a team that gives up a ton of points. They allow their opponents to shoot 48% from the floor, 38% from beyond the arc. Both of those are the highest percentages in the conference. They allow 83.4 a game, second highest of any team in the conference. Flip it over. Benedictine leads the conference in scoring defense, limiting their opponents to 70 points a game. And at home, they get down to limiting their opponents to 68 a game. So you combine those two things along with Mount Mercy's leading scorer in the conference, Ryan Bartley, who he averages 21-6. He's already got 18 in the first half, had a season high of 35 a couple of weeks ago. Well, not even that long ago. I'm back on the 7th, so 10 days or so ago. And this game is a very interesting comparison and contrast. Ravens are going to have the ball then to begin the second half, and a quick shot goes up, and it won't go in. Mount Mercy coming up with a basketball, and we are underway in the second half. Ravens with a one-point lead, 35-34. Mount Mercy will cut into the middle, and a running shot up off the back of the rim. No good. Cora Dory way upstairs to sweep the board down. Ahmad Lewis and Anthony Hall, Bryson LaRue, Braden Bell, Gino Corridori, the Benedict can find to begin the second half. Anthony will go into the left side, off the block, cut back into the lane, drive it across, little hook shot inside too soft. For Mount Mercy, Bartley and Freed with Hamchick, Horton and Yamokowski. To the Ravens, a couple of possessions, no second half points. Mount Mercy with its second half possession. They have not scored yet either. Here's a feed to the baseline left where the uncontested shot fails, and the rebound is going to be cleared away off a hop by Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad will challenge the lane. Drive and left-hand layup shoots it in. 7 points for Ahmad Lewis. It is 37-34 in Benedictine. Minute and a half into the second half. Again, the ladies' game went quickly today. So far, the guys' game has been similarly fast-paced. Three-point shot. Nope. Rebound, Ravens. What we're seeing from Benedictine so far, 2 minutes into the second half, is they're doing a pretty good job of limiting touches for Ryan Bartley. And I would think that if you want the short recipe for success, you know, the Cliff Notes version, don't let Bartley have the ball. I think your odds improve geometrically if that happens. Underneath, there's Gino, the bucket. Gino Corridori has 10. 39-34, Benedictine up 5. It is our largest lead of the game. The feed underneath, trapped beneath the goal. The reverse layup will not go in, but a foul on Braden Belt. Braden picking up his second foul of the ball game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. Mount Mercy is going to send Rusmir Hamzik to the free throw line. Rusmir out of Sarajevo, Bosnia, is a 36 of 64. That's a 56% free throw shooter. First one is up. No. One more shot coming up for Rusmir. And he'll get that one. It is 39-35. 17:40 to go. Up floor with the basketball, Benedictine, and Ahmad Lewis goes in the middle. Little left-hand runner is up and good. Anthony Hall's first bucket of the day. 41-35. Ravens up a half a dozen. It is their largest lead of the game. And on the other end of the floor, we're going to have a Benedictine foul whistled on Anthony. It'll be his second today and the second Raven foul of the second half. And Ryan Bartley will come to the line. So the Ravens have kept him off the board for over 2.5 minutes of the second half, and any time you keep him off the board for any period of time, that's kind of a plus. But that shot is going to be up and good. He'll complete the three-point play, and it is now 41-38. 17-17 to go. 21 points already for Ryan Bartley. He's able to make his 23 per game average, I think, today. And a pass from Geno. He was wanting to get it down low, but Anthony Hall is very well defended inside by Anthony Horton. And he'll come up with the steal. Horton goes to the other end, misses the shot, tipped up, no good. Rebound, Benedict, and Horton laying on the floor. Not going to get any sympathy from the official, and the Ravens will come up court with it, turning it over. Geno jumps on the ball, tries to steal it back, and finally, I think we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball called. Is Geno okay? Everybody else, the other nine guys, are on their feet. Geno's coming up, rubbing the back of his head, and he says, I'm okay. Coach is going to take him out. They're going to give him a quick look, see him, make sure that he is as okay as he feels he is. And in the lineup for the Ravens is going to come the 6'7 sophomore from Budapest, Hungary, the Ravens' Vince Duka. As the season has gone along, and as Duka has gotten healthier and more acclimated to the team, he continues to improve and continues to make more and more positive contributions to the success of this group, getting a lot more playing time. You play better, you play more. It's just how it works. Here's a shot that goes up underneath. It's no good. And Duka fighting for the rebound, and it's on the floor. And Mount Mercy somehow able to rescue it. They're going to keep it alive and stay in possession. 16-20 to play in the game. Backing in with it is going to be Horton, and he'll fall away from 13. Drains it. That's a pretty shot. Anthony Horton picking up his fourth point today. 41-40. And the Raven lead with 16 minutes to go is right back to one. Ahmad Lewis brings it up the court. Lewis, Hall, LaRue, Belt, and Duka, the Raven 5. And we've got an offensive foul by Benedict, and it is going to be a foul by Duka. That kind of kicks the door open for Mount Mercy to retake the lead, something they haven't had in a little while. Ravens took a lead with 2:18 to go in the first half and have not relinquished it since, but Mount Mercy with an opportunity to take it back. Mustangs are going to bring Riley Pankey into the game. Pankey is a 6'1 senior from Cedar Rapids. Here's a shot off the window on the right side. Good, and Mount Mercy goes in front. Anthony Horton makes it 42-41. Mount Mercy, 15.5 to go. BC with it right side. Ezra backs in. Couple of head fakes later. Puts the shot up. It's going to be too strong. Rebounding it down is Ryan Bartley. Ravens have done a pretty good job of keeping Bartley under control in the first 5 minutes of the second half. He's only gotten 3 points here in the second. He's got it up topside now. And now he's just going to pull up, launch one, miss it. Duka coming up with the rebound. Vander Booty coming up the floor with it. He'll skip it over to the right side. LaRue for three. No. Rebound tipped around. Vince comes up with it, follows it up. Cannot finish, but he will draw a foul and come to the line. Such a big deal when you're able to get the bucket and the plus one. You come to the free throw line for two shots. You may get one, you may get two, you may not get any, but if you hit the bucket and plus one, you got a couple, and you may even have three. First free throw, no good. Coming out of the game, Anthony Hall, and in for Benedictine will come Larry Parker. Vince's second free throw, no good. He will fail on both halves. And up with the basketball comes MMU. With 14:50 to go in the second half, Mustangs have the ball, leading it by one at 42-41. Spinning into the lane. That was a pretty move. And the reverse lamp is going to be up and in for Anthony Horton. Horton having a huge second half. That's 6.5, 8 in the ballgame for Anthony Horton Jr. for Mount Mercy. Ravens are going to take it over to the left side. We're going to get this player defense. Coming off the screen, and we're going to get an offensive foul. That's going to be Hantuka again. And it was really obvious when the guy he slid in front of, he hit him squarely, put him on the ground, and now you got Riley Pinky coming up. He's kind of walking off the floor a little bit sideways. Duca, foul number two. Back it will come to Mount Mercy. So Binse picking up a couple of quick fouls on illegal screens. Then we're at 14-14 to play in the game. Mustangs with the basketball, and they forge now a three-point lead. Here's a three-point shot, looking to double the advantage and can't do it. Rebounding it down is going to be Jack, and he'll bring it up the floor. Ravens are back on offense. Inside 14 to go in the game. BC 8-16. Mount Mercy 7-19. Here's a three-point shot. Will not go for Jack. Gets his own rebound and is fouled as he drives in, trying to follow that rebound up with a shot off the right side. He's going to get fouled by Jakari Bradley. Haven't really seen much out of or heard much out of Jakari today for Mount Mercy. He has not scored today. He averages about six a game. He's a 6'2 junior from Des Moines. Three-point shot for BC off the mark, and the rebound going to get away out of bounds. It'll come back to Mount Mercy. 13:40 to play. Before the Mustangs put the ball in play, Coach Jennings says, I need a timeout. I want to talk to the guys, and so he's going to do that, and we're going to do that. Joseph taking a break. 13:40 to go in the men's college game. It is Mount Mercy 44, Benedictine 41.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with me here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Up court with the basketball, here comes Mount Mercy. They've come from behind here in the second half to take a three-point lead, 44-41. And are in control of the basketball, Ryan Bartley. 21 points so far this afternoon, but only three of them in the second half. 18 at halftime for Ryan. The shot down to the baseline left, rejected by Benedictine. Here comes the Raven offense. Ezra, cross-court pass, and again, Mount Mercy dislodges the ball. Intercepts it, takes it back the other way, goes in, goes up, misses the shot. And right now you got a couple of teams that are just pretty wild up and down the floor. BC will go back down. It's going to be Belt with it. Senior day here at BC, and he is one of those three seniors, Braden Belt. He and Armand Lewis and Zach Schwinn. Here's Belt around to the left, falls away, three-pointer, nope, rebound, slapped out on top by Duca, who just leaps higher than everyone and slaps it farther than anyone. In backup court with it, BC. Ravens are going to stay in control, shot clock down to 11. Out on top, Parker all alone, he misses the three. Duca comes down with a rebound, but they're going to slap it out of his hands and going the other way. Mount Mercy all the way down to the baseline. It's going to be Elijah Wood. Then he'll reverse direction to bring it out on top. Three-pointer right side. Rattles home for Aiden Yamokoski. That is his third three of the game. He hit two in the first half. That is his third. He's got 9 points today. And it is 47-41 at 11:50 to go. And Benedictine hasn't scored in like forever. Going on 6 minutes since the Ravens have scored. They're 0 for the last six. And Mount Mercy's on the 13-2 run. 12-0 run over the last 5.5 minutes. Ravens have not scored in almost 6 minutes now. Here's a three from the top, falling down and drawing that three-shot foul on Braden Belt is going to be Aiden Yamokoski. Yamokoski will be up there. He hasn't shot a free throw yet today. You say, well, how good is he? Well, he's a 47% free throw shooter, but you wouldn't think so. Look at that first one. It goes right in. Makes it 48-41. Second free throw. Perfect. For the Ravens, we're going to get four substitutions. Zach Schwinn comes in. Gino Corridori. Going to get Ahmad Lewis and Bryson LaRue. They're all going to be out there with Larry Parker. So Benedictine has four of today's starting five. On the floor, all three free throws are good for Yamalkowski. It is 50-41, and suddenly the Ravens find themselves down nine. And they have not scored in over 6 minutes. Here's a driving shot, slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Is there going to be a foul in that block? There is. So we're going to have a foul by the Mustangs. And it's going to be on Jakari. And the free throw is in, and the Ravens have broken the ice for the first time in a long time. Bradley picks up his second foul of the game. LaRue's first one is good. The second one is not. It is 51-42, and we're at 11 minutes to play. So Benedictine finds themselves trailing. Mount Mercy's on a 13-1 run in the last 6.5 minutes. Feezy's going to have to find some offense. They'll go into the lane. Shot blocked by Schwinn. Are they going to call him for the foul? They are. Well, maybe Zach had gotten in there cleanly, but he will collect that foul, his first today. And with 10:47 to go, Mustangs have an 8-point lead and looking to stretch that. Bradley, who has not scored today, comes to the line. He's a 61% free throw shooter, and his will go in. Here in the second half, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 7 at the free throw line, Mount Mercy. And Ryan Bartley, who is phenomenal in the first half, has been kind of a no factor in the second. Now they've taken him out of the game. He's going to have a couple of cups of water and kind of chill a little bit on the near side as those two free throws are good. Mustangs go back up by 9 or 10 now, 52-42. 10.5 to play. Ravens will feed it in the middle. Go back right. Ahmad into the corner. Schwinn goes 3. Can't hit it. Rebound underneath. Parker is going to have it knocked out of his hands, and Larry gets fouled. This is going to be on Jakari Bradley also. A quick third foul on Bradley. Maybe a quick fourth foul. Let me fix that quick fourth foul. Still 10:21 to go. The place of this game, tempo of this game is just kind of falling off the cliff here a little bit. 10:19 to go. Ravens down 10. Here's a shot. Ahmad, no good. Rebound. Mount Mercy. And in the last 7.5 minutes, the Ravens are 0-8, and Mount Mercy is on a 16-1 run. The Benedictine offense just can't seem to find it. Here's Freed with the basketball for the Mustangs. He has it knocked out of his hands by Corridori. Goes back, recovers it, pulls up from the baseline, missed it. Gino boards it down. BC has not had a field goal in 8 minutes. Now here's the ball knocked out of bounds at the baseline. And there is going to come our media break. We're getting a media timeout. Joseph, by all means, let's take it. We're down to 9 minutes and 40 to go in the game. Mount Mercy 52, Benedictine 42.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good to have you back with us here at the Nolan Gymnasium. 9:40 to play in the game. The Ravens going to have to come from behind again here this afternoon. Find themselves trailing by double figures. It's 52-42 with 9:40 to go. Right now the Ravens are shooting 36% from the floor. Mount Mercy only shooting 38%. Mount Mercy 18-47. Benedictine is 17-47. So these numbers are not terribly different. At the 3-point distance, Mount Mercy is 6 of 19. Benedictine is 3 of 22. And at the free throw line, Mount Mercy is 10 of 12. Ravens are 5 of 8. And so there you have it. It will be Mustang basketball. And we're back underway. The clock is at 9:20 left in the game. Quickly down the left side, we get a whistle. We get a foul. And it is going to be on Zach. So Zach Schwinn, the Benedictine senior here on senior day, will have his second foul this afternoon. And at the line, Ryan Bartley. Again, Bartley has really been quiet in the second half. Ravens have done a very good job with him. He will hit that free throw. Picking up his 22nd point today. He averages 23 a game, so he's in pretty good shape for that. This one, also good. He gets them both. 54-42, Benedictine down a dozen. And we're at 9 minutes to play. Now it is an 18-1 run for Mount Mercy. Ball's going to be lost away down to the baseline. And the Ravens are going to get it back in with 12 on the shot clock. Trailing by a dozen. Next game up for Benedictine with 2 left in the season. Next game right back here in the Nolan. It'll be the home finale next Wednesday. So hop up here and enjoy that one. BC, ladies at 5:30, the guys at 7:30. Ravens shot fails, rebounding back down. Mount Mercy, Bartley kicks it over to the left side where his teammate's three is an air ball, but the rebound is caught on the fly and put back up and in by Horton. 56-42, and we're 8.5 to go. Corridori comes over to the right side to Ahmad. Little one-hand push pass across the court, looking for Schwinn. It's going to be out of his reach, and Ravens are going to turn it over. We're going to Anthony Hall back into the game. And Ezra comes back in. So you got Vigalpa, Hall, LaRue, Schwinn, and Corridori. Here's Ryan Bartley with it. Ravens are going to bring Vander Woody back in. It's the first opportunity. Around to the left side. Backing away, little crossover dribble for Anthony Horton. Horton sneaks into the lane, falls away, 14-footer, no good. Rebound by Goffa, and as he pulls it down, Zachary Bradley takes a swipe at the ball, and did he commit the foul there? He did. It'll be his 4th. So Zachary Bradley, is he coming out? Yes. Bradley coming out of the game. 4 personal fouls to go with his 2 points at the free throw line. And Vanderwood will stay in. Well, will come in. He'll be out there with Schwinn, LaRue, Hall, Vigalpa. They drive across, a little reverse layup. Nicely done. Anthony Hall breaks the ice for Benedictine. 56-44. 7:40 to go. The feed underneath, and a couple of more for Hamzik. 58-44. Ray was on top. Here's a feed over to Vanderwoody. Probably traveled. No whistle. Comes out on top. LaRue goes three. Missed it. Rebound underneath. Schwinn kicks it out on top. Three-point shot. Good by Goffa. Give the assist to Schwinn, and we will get a Benedictine timeout. Let's take a break with Coach Moody. What do you say, Joseph? 7-12 to play. It's the Mustangs 58, Ravens 47.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Mount Mercy Mustangs out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, coming to Atchison today. Put the ball in play, driving into the lane, and the shot goes up. Great defense inside by Anthony Hall. Forces a traveling violation and a turnover, and Benedictine is going to have a back for the backcourt. However, they trail by 11 with just inside 7 minutes to go. Into the forecourt, Ezra Vangasa. It is so hard to believe that a season that started way back in October. Here we are coming into the last two games after today. And next week, the final week of the regular season. Sometimes it seems like it goes on for a while, and suddenly, and it does, this is how it happens every year, suddenly the end is just like, boom, there it is, it's over, and it's done. So you got to enjoy all of these games. The first free throw rolls around, and it's going to go in for Bryson LaRue. 14 points for Bryson today. He is the Ravens' leading scorer. One more free throw, and if he hits it, he will probably check out. He does not, and the rebound cleared down by Ryan Bartley, and here comes Mount Mercy. Up forward to basketball, Benedictine. By Goffa, Vanderwood, Hall, Schwinn, LaRue, the Ravens' five. Feed over to the left side for Mount Mercy to Hamzik in the lane, spinning. The shot is good by Horton. Horton's had a big second half. Only had two at halftime. 10 more here in the second half. Driving shot won't go. Rebound, Bartley. And Benedictine didn't waste any time getting a shot airborne. We're down to 6 minutes to play. Mustangs with the basketball up a dozen. 60-48. Quickly back to the right side. Little runner, no good. Benedictine foul. Yep. It's going to be on Zach. Schwinn has picked up three fouls today. And I got to tell you, he's got fans here wanting to see him get on the board this afternoon. Free throw? Yeah. Horton will hit the first one. Schwinn will come out of the game. Vigoffa comes out of the game as both Ahmad Lewis and Braden Belt check back in. And we go inside 6 to play. One more free throw coming up for Anthony Horton Jr. And that's no good. Vanderwoody coming down with a rebound. Here comes BC. 61-48. 5:50 left. The ball batted away and back out on top. It'll be saved. Benedictine's going to stay on offense. 5:40 left. Here's Ahmad with it. Swings it over to the left side. Feeds underneath. Belt! Up and in. Braden Belt, his first field goal today, his fourth point. He had a couple of free throws in the first half. Now, as the pass goes inside, LaRue reaches in to tie up the basketball. The official is going to come over and call Bryson for his first foul today. Out of the game, Anthony Hall and back in. Vince Duca. coming to the line. Mount Mercy, Hamchick, free throw, got it. And Mount Mercy is going to bring Riley Pankey back in. Second free throw, he'll get them both. $63.50, 5:18 to go. And we go to the other end and get another foul. This one's going to be on Mount Mercy's Hamzik. Back to the free throw line we'll go for Benedictine with Bense Duca. The free throw is going to be short. So Duca unable to hit the front half. He is 1-for-4 at the free throw line this afternoon. And now the feed to the other end. The lob and the layup by Bartley. 65-50. We're 5 minutes left. On top is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Kicks it over to the right side. Vanderwood goes three. Nicely done, Jack. It's his second three of the game. Benedictine taking a timeout. Let's do it. 4:49 to go. Mustang 65, Ravens 53.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gym as Mount Mercy bringing it up the floor. Bailey Benedictine by, a dozen here with 4.5 to go. Here's Bartley. Goes left, goes in, can't get it, gets fouled. I got to start doing some numbers. How many fouls have we seen today? It feels like it has been a bunch. Seems like a lot of fouls have been called this afternoon against these teams. Coming to the free throw line, Bartley's first shot is up and good. And he continues to be just outstanding. What is he now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 6, 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. It's 67-53. 4.5 to go. Ravens in the middle. LaRue, ball stripped out of his hands, and Mount Mercy cannot quite save it down at the baseline. It'll come back into Benedictine at their offensive end. So, fouls today. Ravens have committed 12. 12 fouls. 13 fouls for Mount Mercy. So, we've had 25 fouls today. The ball comes out on top. Jack Vanderwoody goes over to the right side. Driving in. The shot is up. It's off the window. Got it in one. How about that for Ahmad Lewis? Count the bucket for Ahmad. The foul is going to be on Horton. It'll be his third. And Lewis, looking for double-digit scoring. Can't get it. Free throw no good. It is 67-55. 4:10 left in the game. Ravens are not completely out of this thing. Just gotta get that spark. Gotta get something good happening. Here's a rainbow three from the left side. And that was a great hop for Pankey, getting his first points of the game. 70-55. 3:50 to go. Here's Ahmad. Goes into the lane, changes hands, left-handed shot, high up on top of the square, is not going to go in. And as Bartley comes down with a rebound, he will walk it up the floor. Swings it over to the near side. Mount Mercy is going to be bringing Yamalkowski back in. 3.5 left. Driving the shot. Barkley good, and he gets inside. Gino, who fouls him. So Ryan is going to hit the bucket, get the plus one. Corey Doring picks up the personal foul. It'll be Benedictine's 10th. And coming to the line is Bartley. He has hit 6 in a row, 6 out of 7. And that one does not go in. 72-55. 3:20 left. Driving down, left side, 3-point shot. Jack, no rebound. Mount Mercy. Mustangs, I would expect to take their time, but again, they love to shoot. They like to score, so it's not necessarily a given that they're going to slow this thing down. They are working the outside, spreading the floor pretty wide. 12 on the shot clock, so they are going to run it down a little bit. Now, here's the top of the key, 3. That's their ball, about 3 feet short, but they're going to say that Gino commits a foul way, way upstairs, 2 steps above the top of the key. Corridori picking up his 2nd foul of the game, and back to the free throw line is going to come Mount Mercy, and it's going to be Rusmir Hamzik. He'll eye this thing up a little bit, and it rolls out no good. Remember, Hamzik from Sarajevo. I'm so old, I remember when the Olympics were there. 2nd free throw? No. 1 more shot. .253 to play. This one, he'll get that one. 73-55. 2:49 left. The ball over to the left side. It's going to get away down to the baseline, go out of bounds, and back it will come to Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy is going to bring Yamalkowski back in. I thought he was coming in a while ago, but just now will come in for Jakari Bradley. On the floor for Benedictine, Ahmad Lewis, Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Braden Belk, and Bense Duka. 2.5 to go in the game. Benedictine here late in the season has just hit a rough patch. Here's a foul by Ahmad. It'll be his 1st. And at the free throw line, it'll be Bartley for Mount Mercy. He looks like a field goal kicker. See that? He puts that arm up and eyes up the bucket, and it works because he just goes up there and throws that 1st one right in. 1 more shot, and that one's good too. We're going to get Schwinn back into the game for Benedictine. Jack is going to come out. Jack only a sophomore from Virginia. Schwinn out of MHMA, the senior for BC, here on Senior Day. Be excited to see him knock one down. He's a very, very capable shooter. I mean, extremely good shooter. Ravens have it left side. Bell comes out of top. Schwinn, head fake, steps inside, lobs it back over. And is there an offensive foul? Nope, they're going to call a block. Finsley had leaned in. The defender leaned back. I didn't know which way this thing was going to go. It was one of those immovable object, unstoppable force moments. And a foul is going to be on Mount Mercy. Duke's free throw is good. And Vince, who had missed his last 3 free throws, hits that one. And Ahmad Lewis is going to check out with 2:05 to go. Maybe his final appearance this afternoon. Remember, the Ravens are back home on Wednesday. 2 more games left this year. 1 at home and then 1 on the road. Going to be at home Wednesday and going to be up in Graceland next Saturday afternoon for the final regular season game. Shot clock's down to 10. Mount Mercy's kind of winding it down a little bit, running some time off. 4 seconds. at two. The shot up. Is it good? I don't know what count the bucket, reset the clock means. We gonna look at it. Okay, so they're gonna review whether that basket is gonna count, whether the shot was released before the horn sounds. And so they're gonna come over to the scores table and review the video. It was really close, but I don't know. I think he might have gotten that out of his hand. It was very, very close. When he started across the baseline, it was under 2 seconds, but he moved pretty briskly and got rid of it pretty quickly. So we're going to see how that business all shakes out. Next Wednesday again, Ravens are going to be at home. It'll be Grandview coming down here from Des Moines. The basket is going to be good. It is 75-57. With 1:35 to go. This now is gone for Benedictin. The Ravens struggling a little bit, having some trouble getting it in. The bucket, and for Mount Mercy, they warmed up. They are now 5 of their last 5. And they have pushed themselves down to a near 20-point lead, up 18. 3-point shot for the Ravens. It's going to be off the mark for Lee. Jared Lee has come in. Comes out on top. Larry Parker goes in, goes up, knocked it down. Larry Parker for a couple of his only points today. 75-59. We are 75 seconds out. Reaching over, just a little tap on the shoulder by Bryson LaRue. That serves the purpose, commits the foul, puts Bartley at the line. Again, Ryan Bartley, not necessarily the guy you want to foul if you're in a real clutch situation, because he's 8 out of 10 at the free throw line today. 31 points for Bartley with 10 rebounds. And that one, it's good. Took a minute, fell in. Checking out of the game for Benedictine now to a little well-deserved applause is going to be Zach Schwinn, one of the Ravens' trio of seniors. Second free throw, good also for Bartley. 77-59. We got 1:07 to go. 33 points in 33 minutes for Bartley today. Jared Lee comes right side. Parker, again, will accelerate. Backs in, crosses over, dishes back, and the layup is going to be up and good. Jared Lee. 77-61. 50 seconds left. Topside with it. Mount Mercy. They got Landon Sullivan in there. Haven't seen old Landon out there yet today. He's a junior from Dyke, Iowa. 5'11". And now they're going to turn it over. Ravens are going to bring LaRue out of the game. And Vander Woody's going to come back in. Shot clock and game clock separated by about 5 seconds. Here comes Jared Lee with it. BC right side, Jack deep in the corner. Kicks it down low to Larry. Out on top, Jared. He'll knife in, goes up, gets two. Jared Lee, 77-63. And that's going to do it. Final score this afternoon here in the Dolan Gymnasium. Senior Day 2024. Mount Mercy, 77. Benedictine, 63. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msdsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes. at 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, it's one of those afternoons where, you know, after some games, everybody's in ready to go, jumps out, heads for the parking lot or wherever they were able to find a spot to put their car and head home. Well, today, not one of those days. Senior Day is never one of those days. Crowds, they will continue to kind of linger. They'll be taking their time getting away. There'll be a lot of visiting and chit-chatting and reminiscing and farewelling, as you were, even though there is another home game left. There are two more games in the season, one next Wednesday. We're going to be right back here Wednesday with Grandview, and then next Saturday, the final game of the season, little road trip, easy road to hop up to Lamoni and Graceland. But crowd, many people coming out today. It is just so impressive. Kind of makes you feel good to see how many people come out and how many people really pay attention and care and respect what these guys and ladies have done through their careers, and want to give a little bit of a tip of the hat, if you will, for the fruits of their careers as basketball players at Benedictine. And they just turned out really, really well today. Got to be proud of the crowd. Got to be proud of the way the teams played. Ladies winning in the first one, then this one. BC guys getting behind early in the game. We're able to battle back, but that's just as we talk about it a lot of times, how exhausting that can be. Even though they were able to secure a one-point lead at halftime in the second half, Mount Mercy was able to kind of make a little bit of a charge and then hold the Ravens off to the end, winning it this afternoon, 77-63. Let's take a look at how the scoring rolled up here today. I hate when this happens. Okay. Everything gets doubled up here, so our numbers are going to be kind of wonky. Here we go for Mount Mercy, the guy you expected to be the scoring leader this afternoon. Thank you. The guy you expected to be the scoring leader was the scoring leader, and it was Ryan Bartley. He had 18 points in the first half, 33 points on the afternoon. Bartley, 10 of 16 shooting the ball, including 3 of 5 from outside, 10 of 12 at the free throw line. Also a 10 rebound, so 33 points, 10 rebounds, double-double for Mount Mercy's Ryan Bartley in about 33 minutes of playing time today. He had three teammates in double-figure scoring. Anthony Horton Jr., 13 points. Ruzmar Hamzek with a dozen, and Aiden Yamalkowski with a dozen. After those four guys, it drops off pretty dramatically to Riley Pankey, hit a three-point shot. Jackson Freed, a couple of free throws. And also, Ja'Kari Bradley with two free throws today. For the Benedictine Ravens, I'll tell you what. Bryson LaRue, he's just a good one. He's going to have some great games still ahead of him. Had a dozen at halftime. Ended the game with 14 today to lead the Ravens in scoring. Double figures also for Gino Corridori. And again, He had 10, 8 of those in the first half. You can see for the Ravens scoring in the first half, 35 points and 63 total. So what is that, 28 in the second half? After those two double-figure scores for Benedict, then you've got Ahmad Lewis with 9 today. Half a dozen for both Vince Aduka and Jack Vanderwoody, and 4 each for Anthony Hall, Jared Lee, Braden Belt. 3 today for Ezra Vigafa. He hit a 3-point shot in the second half. And Larry Parker the third today with a couple of points. So you sit down and you kind of analyze those numbers for Benedictine today. Ravens ended up, so we get the most current updated numbers as they continue to run these. So Mount Mercy, 24-55 shooting the basketball. So that 43%. Benedictine, 25 of 62 shooting the ball. So the Ravens actually hit one more shot. All right, then Mount Mercy from the floor. Ravens hitting 40%. But the difference coming 3-point line, 7 for Mount Mercy. The Ravens hitting 5. And from the free throw line, what a difference. Benedictine is 8 of 14. Not a great number, but, 60-ish percent. Oh, marginally respectable, but, wow, so many free throws for Mount Mercy today. They end up at the free throw line hitting 79%. They were, 22 of 28 at the free throw line. So 22 points at the free throw line today for Mount Mercy as Benedictine commits 16 fouls. Mount Mercy only commits 15, but ones for the Ravens, the timing of them, the location of them, put Mount Mercy at the free throw line a lot. When it's all said and done, Mount Mercy moving to 8-19 on the season, 7-16 in the conference for Benedictine, 8-17 on the season, 7-15 in the conference. So the math, Mount Mercy has one game left coming up next week, and Benedictine with still a couple to go. We're going to stick around. Coach Moody almost is good to come up here and visit with us, and so we're going to hang around and have a chat with him. Sports schedule on Care Radio continues to be just, hectic, right, Joseph? We've got games Tuesday. Monday will be open. High school basketball on Tuesday. Then we're going to have Benedictine Wednesday, Sports Hub Thursday. We're going to have high school back on Friday. And then up at Lamoni with the Ravens on Saturday. And then we'll see what postseason holds. For the Benedictine ladies, they continue to hold court. They will have a home game coming up in the first round of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Tournament. And for the BC guys, this is probably going to be the last couple of games for the course of the season. So we'll have to see how the numbers really actually do finally work out. And we'll kind of keep an eye on those. Lots of people hanging around here waiting for the team. They're still in the locker room with Coach. So waiting for the team to come out. Let's see what all is going on around the conference here. The other game this afternoon, the 2 o'clock game, Missouri Valley at Clark. And with a minute and a half to go in this one, it is Clark well out in front of Missouri Valley, up a dozen, 66-54. The other games, they're going to be a little bit later. So we've got that. Let's check maybe the women's scores, because we only have the first two, the Benedictine and Clark games. And so the other 4 o'clock or other 2 o'clock games should be getting over here just pretty shortly. We'll roll down. It's hard to believe it's the 17th of February. All right, there we go. Clark did win over Missouri Valley, 92-77 up in the Kiel Center in Dubuque in the other noon game. All the girls' games are finals as well. You've got Central Methodist winning it over Park, 76-69. Central Methodist is a team that's just been up and down and back and forth. So interested to see how that all goes. With them, you had Peru State bumping off William Penn this afternoon as Penn's men and women's teams continue to just struggle. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But Peru winning by 30 at home today, 84-54 over Penn in the ladies' game. And other women's contests, Culver Stockton defeats Baker up in the Joe Charles, 69-60. And ultimately, it was Mid-America. Here's the team. You're talking about a team that is just streaking along and playing really well. And, well, I tell you what, they're going to be a handful come postseason time. And that's going to be the Mid-America ladies. They win by, what, 43 today? They beat Graceland 89-46 down in Oasis. So that was very impressive game by the Mid-America ladies. Hey, see if that, I need to turn a dial or two here and see if there's any, is anybody home, Coach?
I can hear you.
All right.
Yep, we're good.
Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. Coach, love the crowd, love the heart of the guys. Battled back at halftime, got right there, and second half, it just kind of slipped away a little bit.
Yeah, can't score. I mean, if you can't score, you can't win. And their offense, they've got a pretty consistent offense. They've got a stud in Bartley who, you know, we let him be way too efficient. We fouled the hell out of him. Excuse my language. I mean, the game plan defensively was tough to execute against him. We don't really have a good matchup with Preston and Hagen out. It's a tough matchup because he's so long and he's unorthodox and he can score in multiple different ways. But we put him to the line 12 times. You know, I'm most disappointed with that. The fact that we put him to the line 28 times tonight is embarrassing. I mean, like, it's part of the game plan to not foul him. But in the end, there's so much pressure on our defense, Tom, because we can't score in the second half at all. 5 of 27 from three, you know, 11, or what was it, 8 of 14 from the line. You know, and we're not trying to miss, but we're like back to the team that was playing in December. You know, we can't throw it in the ocean right now. And, you know, then we get sped up and start making horrible decisions, turn the ball over quite a bit in the second half. So this is a disappointing one because we were ready. We were prepped. I think the guys were in a really good spot. And then to come out in the second half and just lay an absolute egg on offense, puts a lot of pressure on your D because you're freaking out because you're not scoring. And then we start fouling and, you know, and Bartley, he's so good. I mean, he's just, he doesn't look it, but man, that kid is a first team all league player who can really score. Doesn't need a lot of space. So, you know, I'm hoping we can bounce back. I mean, they're pretty emotional in there. It's senior night. It hasn't been a great year. I think they thought they were in a really good spot going into this game. And then it just, didn't work out for us. So we gotta regroup a little bit, have a little senior celebration here after the game and, celebrate their career here and then regroup and get ready for Grandview on Monday.
Love to see the crowd that was here today. They love these guys. You know, we all do. And you see them, they're loitering around. You know, there's some games, and especially if you lose, they can't get out of the gym fast enough. Not today. Man, they're wanting to stick around and wanting to be around these guys, wanting to be a part of this team.
Yeah, our crowds have been great all year, and I love the support. I appreciate it. Thank you for it. The guys appreciate it. I think we've got really good guys. I mean, that's the number one thing that we've got. We've got guys that people like. They get out in the community. They're easy to talk to. You know, they don't get in trouble, knock on wood. They don't get in trouble. They're high character guys. And, it doesn't surprise me that our crowds have been great. And I'm hopeful that Wednesday, you know, our last home game of this year, that we can have a decent crowd as well for these guys. Cause they play their tails off. Some nights the ball just doesn't go in. And that's what it was tonight. You know, they play really hard and, we're young. We played a lot of young guys tonight. And, that doesn't always work out in your favor in college ball.
Yeah, when you got a senior day and you got three seniors to put out on the floor, I mean, that's not a high percentage.
Not a high number. Proud of all three of those guys. I mean, Zach and Braden have been here 5 years. They both redshirted their first year. Ahmad transferred in after his redshirt year at Washburn and played four for us. They've set a great tone. They compete. They're great in practice. They have good personalities. They're all going to graduate with degrees from Benedictine College.
Three guys are going to have, three, four, five degrees combined,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're going to graduate. I mean, Zach's an engineer. Ahmad's a computer science major, and Braden's going to go into that strength and conditioning, you know, side of things. So I'm excited for those guys. And you know, like I said, you know, this year hasn't quite worked out the way we wanted it to, but they've never put their heads down. Those three in particular have grinded. It's been a tough one, but, you know, we love them, and they're part of our program, and we got two left, so let's see what we can do, and then we just rest up for a little bit and get ready for next year.
You bet. We'll be back here, and again, we want to invite everybody up. Final home regular season
Wednesday
game.
Night.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yep, Wednesday night against Grandview. 5:30 for the girls, 7:30. Big. That's a big, huge game now for the girls on Wednesday with the win they had today. So if anybody's listening, man, get out here and cheer on the girls. And if, you know, we'd love for you to stay and watch us. That first game at 5:30 for our women in Grandview is going to be a big game. It's a big game. So as many people as we can get out here as possible would be fantastic.
Coach, appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Tom.
See you Wednesday. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, and Joseph, that's pretty well going to wrap it up from here. Senior Day 2024 for Benedictine as they played host to Mount Mercy. Ladies coming out with a dub in the first win. The guys coming up just short in game two. Next week, full slate, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Stay with us till we reach you next time. For Joseph in the studio, Joseph, it doesn't get any better than what you do, man. Thank you. Tom Couch here in the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.